Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday, and welcome to The Early Wedge. I am going to be in for EC today. It's just going to be the duo, if you will, of me and Patrick McDonald. So, I don't know. Why don't we just go ahead and introduce Patrick McDonald? It's kind of a weird setup here. We got a team event. We got 160 players, 80 teams. Patrick, listen, vibes feel like they're slightly low for a tournament like this, especially coming off the Masters and a signature event. How you feeling coming into this one?
Yeah, it felt like kind of the delayed hangover, right? After a big night out, you feel surprisingly good in the morning. You're like, yes. Oh my goodness, I avoided it. Nothing happened to me. This is amazing. The Advil in the water worked last night. And then noon, 1 o'clock hits, and you just hit a wall. This is kind of this week. But I mean, we got guys like Rory making his debut and guys who are looking for wins with Scottie Scheffler not in the field.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Aren't we kind of relieved that Scottie's not in the field? There was a stat that you, or I guess maybe it was a tweet that you and Jake, our esteemed producer, were talking about. We put it up here right now from Underdog Golf. Win percentage in March and April, Scottie Scheffler 80%, Celtics 76%, goes down to the Nuggets, the Cleveland Guardians, the Atlanta Braves, and the Crushers, of course, at 67%. Like, listen, this is supposed to be a sport with variance, Patrick McDonald. Like, I don't care how good you are, unless your name is Tiger Woods, you're not supposed to be winning this much. What's the deal?
I think it's the perfect blend of what's going on in between his ears and the physical gifts as well. I mean, his course management is just flawless, to tell you the truth, outside of a few moments there at the Masters and the Houston Open that kind of bit him in the butt there. It's been unbelievable. And then you toss in the physical stuff. I mean, Sia, he is entering the RBC Heritage. I didn't even check the newly updated ones because it was delayed. He was a stroke better than Xander Schauffele per round. And Xander Schauffele has been the second best player in the world statistically this year. That's why you get all these four-stroke victories for Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. You know, I tweeted something out Monday morning where it's kind of like he's taking, like, I always liked the live outright on a Sunday afternoon and, you know, just having somebody that's one or two shots back. Like, you can't do that anymore with Scottie in the lead. Not only is he in the lead, but he's usually in the lead by three or four strokes on the back nine. Taylor DeHart says, wow, that's a crazy stat. It really is. If you all didn't see it, check us out on YouTube if you're watching the replay or listening to the replay. Really a crazy stat. What's up, Joe? If you're in here, hit the like button. Now, listen, you talked about flawless course management, Patrick. Let's talk about not flawless course management. There's a guy, I believe, named Rory who, correct me if I'm wrong, making tournament debut, perhaps?
Yeah, tournament debut with Shane Lowry, the Irishman. And I mean, it hasn't been a great 2024 for Rory, but I think you can look at it from a couple perspectives. One, the Masters is out of the way. The big bugaboo that's always in his mind, and he can kind of start moving forward. And this was at the time of year, sort of. It was the PGA, so only a month removed, that he got it going last year. I mean, he didn't get off to a great start. Remember, he skipped the RBC Heritage, had to pay $3 million to the PGA Tour, came back at Quail Hollow, a course that he eats up usually, played really poor, and then he got it going at Oak Hill. But I think it's a really good week for Rory just because, I mean, Harbortown kind of handcuffs you a lot. And that's not great for someone trying to work through his golf swing and play through his golf swing. This should be a lot more free-flowing. The weather's supposed to be great. The winds are supposed to be down. So I'm interested to see if he shows a little sign of life, especially with Quail Hollow around the corner too, a place where, like I said, he's been near flawless.
Yeah, and his partner, Shane Lowry, been rough lately. I mean, listen, with my betting card over the last 2 weeks, like, I've been okay. Like, I haven't hit any outrights. I haven't hit any first round. Well, I hit Akshay, actually. I guess that was 2 weeks ago, 65-1 first round leader. But my head-to-head matchup card's been pretty good. My finishing position card has been actually great over the last 2 weeks. But I keep losing Shane Lowry bets, Patrick. I mean, I'm losing him in the head-to-head market. I'm losing him in the round matchup market. I'm losing them in the finishing position market. Man, this guy's, like, crushing me. And listen, this goes to my storyline. I don't know what to do necessarily with some of the players at the top of the board from a betting perspective. DFS a little different, but I think I'm going to end up fading Rory and Shane Lowry, as good as talented as they are, because Lowry seems lost at times, like truly lost, particularly on the greens. And Rory, like, Rory's great, of course, but I've been fading him pretty much this entire year so far, and I haven't really paid for it. And you look at the metrics, nothing's like really jumping out at you, right, Patrick? Like, the approach, the approach game really hasn't been that great. And yes, he's a superstar. He could cure it this week, but put him and Shane Lowry together, it doesn't inspire a ton of confidence. Any reaction to that before we get to our DFS plays?
No, I totally agree. I mean, you could do the mental gymnastics here and think, okay, you got Rory McIlroy's driver and you have Shane Lowry's irons, which have been red hot. And then you can have Rory hit most of the putts and you're like, okay, they could do a lot of damage. But then you look at it from the other way and you're like, we have Shane Lowry's putter. We have Rory McIlroy's a bit, like, he's been battling the big numbers this year in the big mix. And so if they get out of position and foursomes alternate shot, oh boy, this could get kind of ugly at the same time. So I totally hear you.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of foursomes and alternate shot, and Patrick, feel free to correct me if I screw this up, but so if everybody's sort of like, some people maybe haven't studied this, they're coming to this show to kind of get educated on this tournament. So there's 80 teams, 160 players, top 33 in ties will make the cut. So, like, you know, listen, you're if you're in DFS, you're going to probably have some teams missing the cut for you. Hopefully you get a 6-for-6, but again, top 33 in ties. Now, it's different format Thursday and Friday and then Saturday and Sunday. So Thursday is going to be best ball. So let's say Xander and Patrick Cantlay, they're each going to play their ball, and, you know, so Patrick gets a birdie and Xander gets a par, you're gonna get the birdie score there. So that's what the day one is. Day two was alternate shot, and then it goes back to best ball and then alternate shot. Alternate shot is exactly what it sounds like. Xander hits off the tee, Patrick Cantlay hits approach, let's say he puts it on the green, then the putter's coming from Xander Schauffele. So that's the format of this tournament, and maybe that's a good time to just go into DFS. And by the way, Taylor DeHart, who was it? Kenny McAdams. He said everyone is playing for second place behind the Cootie twins, right? I don't mind playing the Cootie twins this week. How about you, Patrick?
Three sets of brothers. I'll toss it back to you. Which duo of the trio has the best week? The Fitzpatricks, the Hogarths, or the Cooties? Obviously, the Cooties are the long shots in this situation.
I'm going to assess this from a value standpoint. I'm going to go with the Cooties. I think the Fitzpatricks are going to be slightly underwhelming. I don't know what to think of the Højgaards. I actually do think they fit well here. And by the way, when you look at last year, it's not like Davis Riley and Nick Hardy came in with great form. They really didn't. This just was a course that ended up catering to them, and they got hot. So I could see the Højgaards kind of coming out of nowhere. But when I looked at what was going on with Rasmus and particularly Nikolai over the last four or five tournaments, I was like, yeah, I think I'm out on this one, but I get playing them. But again, from a value standpoint, I kind of like the Cootie comment. I might be in on that. Let's talk about our DFS picks, though. You go first. You got three teams, and then you got a fade.
Yeah, I'm going back to Old Reliable pretty much. Taylor Moore, I know he was your guy at the Masters. I'm taking him back this week. He's treated us pretty well. He's paired up with Matt Neesmith, who has not been playing too great, but he did make the cut last week in the Dominican Republic. And these two have been awesome two times here at the Zurich, both finishing T4. So I think they keep it rolling. I'm going to say Taylor Moore is going to win soon. Not a signature, but like a Gen Pop event. I think he's going to win very soon. He's playing really good golf. Grayson Sigg and Chesson Hadley at 7,600. I mean, Grayson Sigg, come on. Do I need to say any more? had a good fit or a start last week. Not the finish we were looking for. And then Chesson Hadley, he hasn't been playing too great, but I think he's found something, hopefully, with the ball striking. And it gets pretty thin quick in this field, so you have to make some choices. David Skins and Callum Tarran, a Radford boy. I bet you didn't know that. See, Callum Tarran.
I did not. Yep. I did not.
slamming those mad dogs, I bet, down there in Southwest Virginia. I like the Englishman at 6,400. Taren finished T23 last week in Corrales. And Skins, he's kind of just been popping up every now and again, right? Houston Open, he contended. He contended at PGA National as well. So I'll take a chance on them. And then unlike Sia, my fades have gotten me into big trouble lately. Big trouble. So do with this information as you will. Maybe place an outright on them if you want to have fun. They're getting a lot of attention, I'll say, early in the weekend. It's Tom Hoagie, Mav McNeely. I think you look at this team, you think Hoagie's iron play, McNeely's putter, and they're going to do really well together. And I can see it for sure, but I'm not a believer in the drivers from either of them at this point. I think they could get into a lot of trouble, so I'm going to fade them at 9,400.
I don't mind that fade. Those guys are going to be really popular, so it certainly makes sense. By the way, I think we have an appearance from somebody who's pretty Twitter famous and gambling famous, Kenny McCandress. I believe that's Lil Kenny on Twitter is in the chat. A friend of mine on Twitter, really good, better, crushes it in golf, from what I recall with his tweets. But thanks for being in here, Kenny. If you have any picks to drop in here, please do it. Wenzel Walker, I see you virtual. I see you. Japan is in here. David Tock. We got everybody in here. And by the way, it is the Kenny, I believe. Hit the like button if you would. All right, let's get to mine. Now, you might have just seen a magic act on the screen here because I had Kelly Kraft and I'm trying to remember who his partner was. I at 6,400, I had Kelly Kraft and I'll remember who his partner was in a second. But we changed it to Bridgman and Phillips because I made this change sort of late in the game. So I'm going to go with Cantlay and Xander. They're going to be super popular. If you want to fade the popular, you know, team this week, you know, feel free. They're probably going to be like in the 50-ish percent range. But the thing is, like, the way this format is and the way these guys are so much better than pretty much everybody in the field outside of four or five players, I just think I don't want to say it's a free square because it's not. I mean, but I'm playing Cantlay and Xander. I'm just letting everybody know. They're not going to be in every lineup, but I just want people to know because normally I put kind of lower price people down here. I'm playing Cantlay and Xander. Kevin Yu and CT Pan, like, I like Kevin Yu on this course. I think Kevin Yu is actually a really good fit. And CT Pan, if you noticed over the last three or four tournaments, there are rounds where he really flashes and he can be really accurate off the tee and he can just kind of dial in. I think this is a really interesting pairing. Bridgman and Phillips at 7,400. I actually like how Chandler Phillips has been playing. I played him last week too. He had, I think, a really bad Saturday, but kind of rebounded a little bit on Sunday. I think he's been playing really well. And Bridgman is one of those guys, if you look at over the last three or four tournaments, it's been very, very up and down. But I think this is a very sneaky team at 7,400. A couple of up-and-comers there. Let me see. I know Jake is helping me out with Kevin Tway and Kelly Kraft. Mm. If you want to dig deep for a $6,400 team, the thing about Tway and Kraft that I loved, Patrick, was that, and I'll get to my, I already, you know what? I'm not even going to get to my fade. I already talked about how I'm fading Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy a few minutes ago. Tway and Kraft haven't played a lot of golf lately. And I think they've been kind of like going back and forth on the Korn Ferry Tour. But if you go back and look what Kelly Kraft has played decent golf when he's played golf, at least lately, at least the last few tournaments he's played. And Kevin Tway, I think, is a good course fit, can hit a mile off the tee. He's been playing some up and down golf too, I believe, on the PGA and Korn Ferry Tour. So again, if you want to dig deep for just a flyer, again, it's only top 33 in ties that make this. So those two probably aren't making the cut, but I think they can do some damage. I think I'm willing to take a shot there at 6,400. But again, I put in Bridgman and Phillips. Any reaction there, Patrick, to any of these teams?
I love the Chandler Phillips Bridgman one. That was one I was about to put on my list. The Kelly Kraft, Kevin Tray one, Tway. Tway just, what, runner up last week? At least a top five finish last week in Corrales. And then,
yeah, he was T3, Kelly, I think.
Kelly Kraft, unfortunately, I definitely bet on him during the fall swing. So I can concur that he was playing at least somewhat decent golf. I think I bet him in Bermuda.
By the way, it's CT Pan. Did people think I said Pam, CT Pam?
Oh, are you saying Pam?
Right. No, I'm saying CT Pan, but I apparently, like, I don't know if that's like a joke I'm missing, like where like Pam is like a thing.
Pam?
CT Pan.
It's from Step Brothers. It's from Step Brothers.
Oh, that's so my bad. Oh, here
interview.
I am.
The interview, Sia.
I'm missing the pop culture. Speaking of pop culture, I had a lot of people tweet at me. I said, like, give me your best duos. So if you want to put it in the chat, go ahead. I said I'd give some people a shout out. So before I give out my first round leaders, Z Cushy says, Kid and Play, and Patrick, think of some. John Markowski, Carmi and Cousin. Harry and Marv from Mark Buchholz, Eddie and Martin Crane. I absolutely love that one from Shooter McCracken. Hall & Oates from John Moratti, Harry Carey and Steve Stone from Mark Hood. We've got plenty more where that came from. I'll try to give a couple other shout outs before the show is out. Sorry for not getting that joke, everybody. Let's get the first round leaders. Listen, if you thought first round leader was an imprecise science, well, you're right. But it's certainly imprecise this week. I'm going with a few teams here. I mentioned CT Pan and Kevin Yu, 50-1. Listen, they're not going to win the tournament, but can they flash for a round? I absolutely think they can. I think they're both good complements to each other. I think they're good course fits. Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith, you'll see later on the show. I like both of these guys. I do think Taylor Pendrith's game is starting to come around finally, and we've seen flashes of that over the last few tournaments. Corey Connors, you know, pretty steady. I think that's a really good pairing as well. Taylor Pendrith can really get it going with the putter as well. And then Xander and Patrick Cantlay, I mean, they very well, like in best ball, could be the first round leaders. I'm not betting them outright at such a short number. You can if you want to. I'm totally cool with it. But this is where I'm getting exposure to Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele outside of DFS in the first round leader market at plus 1200. Any reaction to those three? I know you don't dip into the first round leader market, Patrick.
I think a fun way, if you do want exposure to Xander and Cantlay, you don't want to pay 5-1 or whatever it is maybe end of round two leader as well. If they're trailing by a couple strokes, because them and foursomes, they're lethal. I mean, they shot 15 under in foursomes last year, including 9 under 63 on Friday. And that's just ridiculous in that format. So if they're trailing by a couple, I think that's a fun way to attack it too.
K Squire says peanut butter and jelly. Are you a crunchy or a creamy peanut butter guy, Patrick? There's a wrong and right answer here.
I'm going to give you a bit of a surprise. See ya. I am an EpiPen boy instead.
Fair enough.
So neither.
Hypothetically speaking, if you were not that, would it be crunchy or creamy?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I've never had peanut butter. So
the answer is crunchy, everybody.
Okay, I was going to go creamy.
Hey, maybe we'll have a peanut butter commercial coming up next. We're going to get into our matchups. There's not much where that came from, but before we do that, let's hear a message from our partners.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back on the early wedge. We'll see EC next week. It's me and Patrick today. Speaking of duos, Justin Galvez says Rob and Big. That's his favorite duo. And Bonzo says Roz and Bulldog. That's the second Frazier reference. That one is a very, very good one. Matchup. So here's the thing, Patrick. We don't have much by way of matchups. Like, there literally are none. If you guys know of any matchups at books, let us know. But it looks like they're just putting out three balls, or at least that's all I've seen so far. Maybe that changes, but just putting out three balls, and they're not even really putting out the full cast here. They're kind of putting out some of the marquee names, three balls. So I like the one I'm giving out, but I just want everybody to know there's a reason there's only one here, because there's just not that much to offer at this point in time. Patrick McDonald, what's yours?
I'm probably going to play yours after seeing it, but I'll let you get to that after. I'm going Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, plus 150. in a three ball over Sahith and Zalatoris, and then Rory and Lowry. Like I said, I mean, I love Cantlay and Shoffley this week, and Rory and Lowry, they obviously have their flaws. I'm concerned about them in foursomes in particular. And then Thigala and Zalatoris, I think, is going to be the main competition here. Thigala is playing unbelievable golf, has turned into a top 15 player in the world probably. And Zalatoris looks like he's finding his groove ball striking wise, but I'll take the drivers in particular in the well-rounded games of Cantlay and Shoffley over Thigala and Zalatoris.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Morikawa and Kitayama at plus 150. This is probably the only market I'm playing these two guys, although I do think they have plenty of upside, but I'm not playing them in the outright market. I don't think I'm going to play them in DFS. I like them plus 150 over the Højgaard brothers and Hoagie and McNealy. I got to be honest, this is just as much of a fade as of the Højgaard brothers and Hoagie and McNealy, like Patrick is fading, than it is a huge endorsement of Morikawa and Kitayama. But I got to admit, Morikawa is starting to look pretty good again. And Kitayama, I think, is a great course fit. And honestly, I think this is like, there's a reason their odds are so short, and it's not just because of Colin Morikawa. So I actually think this is a pretty good team. And I do think the Højgaards are a good course fit, but they just haven't been playing well at all. We're seeing Morikawa and Kitayama like really start to play well together at the same time. I can't say the same about the Højgaard brothers and McNealy and Hoagie playing well, but they're just, I don't think they're the caliber collectively of the other two. So again, this is plus 150. This was minus 110. I wouldn't even think about it, but this is plus 150. And I like Morikawa and Kitayama over these two teams. All right, we move from three balls. I wish it was matchups. We don't have matchups to choose from. Two finishing positions. I've got one. And Patrick, I know this is not a market that you dabble in. You don't have any in this market, correct?
I'm out. I'm sitting out this time.
All right, Caesars and MGM have some matchups, says Turtleman 137. Okay, and I did check there. Maybe that came out recently. I'll tell you what, good news. I have my Sportsline article that I only published the front end of it where I put out a couple of outrights. I will check those matchups, and I will add to my Sportsline article if I see any that I really like. So most likely I'll see one or two at BetMGM and at Caesars, and instead of just having the one three ball, I'll have a couple matchups as well. So I'm going with the top 20 here. I think Taylor Pendrith, I think this is a good course fit. I think his game is starting to round into form. And I think the partnership with his Canadian brother, if you will, Corey Connors, I think this is really going to work well for the both of them. And Corey Connors, like, listen, he's super reliable. And I don't think we get a lot of reliability on this course. There's just not a lot of, like, listen, you want to go for the upside, obviously, especially when it comes to DFS. But I think Corey Connors has a little bit of the upside, and I think he has a lot of the consistency. And you pair him with Taylor Pendrith, I think T20 at even money, that was the best I saw in terms of where I'm not paying a ton of juice or I'm just not, like, trying to take a long shot. Because, again, top 33 in ties, I want somebody that I think is going to make the cut in my top 20 market. And I certainly think Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith are going to do just that. Before we get into the winners, speaking of BetMGM, and good catch, Turtleman, on some of these matchups that are out there. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we got a couple things left to do here, Patrick. We've got a couple live outrights that you want to give out. I'm going to give out one too. And then, of course, we have our outrights for this tournament, where our cards are a little shorter than normal because we're trying to be a little responsible here. Before we get to that, let's hear a message from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. and our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
We are back, and Kenny says Pendrith was playing through an injury the first 2 months, considered taking a leave, starting to feel better. Yeah, I feel like that was Pendrith's problem last year too, right, Patrick? He's been shaking off injuries for, it feels like, a year and a half now.
Yeah, I think it was the wrist. Well, maybe the year before.
It might have been the year before.
Yeah. He was great in the summer when he almost beat Finau in Detroit. I think that was a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully he is better. I mean, he's certainly showcasing that he probably is a little bit better given what he's been doing. He hasn't been amazing by any stretch, but he's been very solid, I think, in two of his last three tournaments. All right, we're going to go to outrights. I'm going with Will Zalatoris to hit the gala. I got to apologize to everybody. I published the front end of my article a little later than I wanted to. It already came out. It came out probably 4 or 5 hours ago, but I wanted to get it out yesterday because Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala were plus 1,000 at DraftKings. It was plus 750 in a lot of other places, but if you can still get it somewhere at, you know, plus 900, plus 1,000, that's definitely the better number. I'm still going to put it up here because I put it out at plus 1,000 and you know, maybe you can play this with a boost or something, but I do like Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala to win this tournament. And then I'm just going right back to Corey Connors and Taylor Pendrith. I think it's a good pairing. I love the 28-1. I think it's probably 27, 25 in some markets. I'd play it down to 25 for sure. I don't think it's going to go any lower than that. All right, Patrick, you're going with slow and steady wins the race. What you got?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm going with Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele. I found a 5-1 on him. I figured, what the hell? Unlike you, I really considered Morikawa and Kitayama. I know they opened, what, around 16-1? I was tapped out of it Monday morning, which is unlike me. But now I'm seeing like 11s and 12s, and that's just a no-go for me. I'll just go Cantlay and Xander at 5. I just think they're so much better than every other team in this field. And they've proven it. They didn't have their best stuff last year. Still finished inside the top 5. They won the year before. And yeah, I think it's about time that they get into the winner's circle. I mean, Xander's been the second best player statistically this year, and Cantlay's finding his groove with the finishes at the Masters and the RBC Heritage. So I think they get it done. It'll just be like, probably throw a couple $100 on this and then move on to next week.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you keep your card short, you have the ability to throw a little extra money on the shorter shots here. So, and this, by the way, is why I'm kind of, it's not a lock button situation, but this is why I'm playing Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele in DFS, in spite of the fact that they're going to be extremely high owned. It's why I have them in the first round leader market. I'm trying to get them at plus 1200, but obviously over a 4 round sample size is going to be the better play, which is why it's plus 500 as opposed to the plus 1200 with first round leader. But I don't mind this play at all. Hef Sterling says the real question is Skippy, Jif, or Peter Pan. Silly question, because obviously the answer is Jif. All right. We go from one three-letter name to another three-letter name. Let's go to Liv. I'm not the expert in Liv at all. I mean, first of all, that we shouldn't throw the word expert around. I don't even know, Patrick, if you claim yourself as a Liv expert, but you always have picks, and you're the one on this show that's been hitting outrights, whether it's been on the Liv or the PGA Tour. You got a couple of outrights. I've got one that I actually kind of like, in spite of the fact that this has not been heavily researched, full disclosure. Patrick McDonald, what are your Liv outright winners?
You can call me the Liv Schmi if you want to, the subject matter expert. That's okay. Yeah. Okay by me. Yeah. I know I said last time I said I was done betting Louis Oosthuizen, and then here we are again. Here we are. I bet him every tournament so far this season. He's come close. It's been heartbreaking on the back nine on the final round. So he hangs around 22-27-1, and I keep on betting it, and I'm going to again. And then Patrick Reed at 30-1. He's just a guy I like to bet in the 30-50-1 range. And although he has not won on Live Golf yet, which is surprising, I'm starting to play some really good golf. Played well at Doral, played well at the Masters, played well here in Adelaide last year. So I think he puts in a good run this year at 30-1.
All right. Yeah. I mean, speaking of playing decent golf lately, that's really where I'm going with Paul Casey. I think he can win at this course, 27-1. That's really kind of the numbers that was the range I was kind of looking at. And just knowing that the approach game, the ball striking game has started to pick up, I figured I'd throw a shot at Paul Casey at 27-1. He's going to be in that 25-28-1 range, just regardless of what book you look at. So that's where I'm going. By the way, David Tox says Rangers 1 and Caps 1 update. Patrick, you're from the – are you from the D.C. area? I know you used to live in the Maryland, Northern Virginia area. Are you from this area where I'm at right now?
I'm from the area. I'm from Herndon, hometown of Scotty Reynolds back in the day, Villanova legend. Yes. And I lived in the city post-grad for a handful of years.
All right. Okay, so let's go Caps. They're playing the Rangers right now. By the way, Dante says Tom Brady and Lombardi trophies. That's his favorite duo. And Michael Lawler, Tim the Toolman Taylor, and Al Borland. That's a good one. That's probably where we want to close. Before I get out of here, let me just make sure there wasn't a question. And by the way, I've seen Step Brothers. I truly have seen Step Brothers, but it's been a while. Maybe I was only half paying attention. I am familiar with the reference. Let's see. I think we pretty much covered everything. Kevin Yu and CT, first round leader, then they will miss the cut. Virtual, that's certainly possible. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully they're the first round leader and they dominate in my DraftKings lineup. But Patrick, any final words before we get out of here?
A couple duos for you that I've been sitting on here. Ooh. Rory McIlroy in the backdoor top 10 at Augusta National is nice. A great one. And I will go with Sean Spencer and Burton Guster from the hit show Psych.
Wow. Digging deep. That's amazing. Says Patrick kept the joke going amazingly, says Joe Neuenfeld. You really did, by the way. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing. You're supposed to be my teammate.
It's tough. I mean, normally, like, EC's so funny to needle. It's so easy. He doesn't even notice half the time. With you, in the back of my mind, I was feeling a little guilty, I will say. With EC, it's not. It's easy. With you, I felt bad.
I was like, no, I know his name is CT Pan. Like, what's happening here? All right. By the way, you might have noticed this show was a little shorter than normal. Normally, we go another 15 or 20 minutes. But listen, when the offerings are what they are, we're not going to waste your time with, you know, random favorite duo talk. We're not going to waste your time ever with that. So listen, those are our outrights. We threw in some live. We threw in some matchups. I'm going to update my article after I look at the BetMGM and Caesars updates in terms of their matchups. And hopefully we'll have more matchups to potentially bet on for this tournament. But listen, this is not a tournament where you need to invest the normal bankroll size. You can if you want. I'm not going to tell you how to bet, but this is definitely kind of a quirky tournament, which is part of the reason we saw Davis Riley and Nick Hardy win last year. Don't get me wrong, a lot of favorites win this tournament as well, but I'm just kind of throwing out the context for you. DFS wise, outright betting wise, matchup wise, maybe not the best investment in terms of really unloading on it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be our show. On behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, Patrick McDonald, and myself, we'll see you next week, Tuesday at 7 o'clock, but it won't be the duo. It'll be a trio. It'll be Eric Cohen hosting as well, and we're going to get out of here. Have a great week. Have a great tournament, and we'll see you next week on The Early Wedge.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.